knives, brass knuckles, and a submachine gun. Shotguns, axe handles, pistols, bayonets, knives, brass knuckles, and a submachine gun. Carbines, shotguns, axe handles, pistols, bayonets, knives, brass knuckles, and a submachine gun. America, he said. America on a gun built on a gun. America was built. The gun was built on a gun. It's good to see all of you there toting guns, he said. America was built on a gun. The gun and the Bible carved this nation out of the wilderness. Mayor Dukes, if you want our guns, come out and get them.
Delmer and Wilga sat by the slag heap, drinking and shooting the pistol at the little pools of fire winking at them in the darkness.
Bam, bam, bam.
Your bullet can't see red. You are the eyes, the mind, and the will of every bullet you fire. Reason enough to take great care. And reason enough to remember again that liquor always comes later, after the guns are cleaned and racked. That's the time to relax with a drink. The only time.
This is the wild side life, ain't it, Wilgus? Wilgus just grinned and opened him another beer. Let's go over the car listener radio while it's...
Everyone has heard of a heart attack. But what about a brain attack?
We've got to think about epistemology, the way we know things, how we know things.
Well, you don't have an answer. How well? That's because God made it that way.
No!
Well, that's because God made it that way. That's just a too dreadful way to conduct religion. And it's also doomed because it means that the more things science is able to explain, the smaller and smaller part of the unpainted part of the floor is left for you, this poor God that you've created to occupy. It just seems silly. It's the path that one is drawn into when you start trying to use nature to prove God's existence.
It was dogmatism that split us in the first place in the 16th century. It's dogmatism, this whole notion that there is a truth that is the truth, that is the eternal truth and the unquestionable truth. We learn at the end of a telescope that it got us nowhere.
Does anybody feel close to God when they're happy? Does anybody feel close to God when they're happy?
The human brain.
I think statistic that people have come up with and from various points of view is that we're one quarter conscious and three quarters unconscious at all times.
God makes your mind work.
One quarter conscious and three quarters unconscious at all times. And that both are functioning together in tandem with self-knowledge, without self-knowledge.
Isn't unconscious just another part of the brain that's operating? It's not some mystical
force.
We're
not just brains. No, it's not a mystical force, but it's unconscious. We can't know it in the same way.
You feel it in your head.
Researchers who study intelligence and different human capacities, the big hot new area is to look at the impact of the emotional on the intellectual and to see how much those two processes go together.
The notion here is that we, not God, are in effect creating our own response unwittingly, thus tricking ourselves into believing it is coming from elsewhere.
No matter what the form of worship, prayer makes certain regions of the brain light up
like this
in a special and unique way.
Like this.
The frontal lobe, right behind the forehead,
like this,
focuses concentration.
Like this.
The limbic system, deep in the center,
right,
triggers feelings of awe and joy. The parietal lobe at the back of the brain brings on that feeling of becoming part of something greater than oneself.
But the limbic system can be a place where fear is stored, but it can also be, as we're learning now, a place where that faith is stored as well. I think they're trying to find, is there a scientific basis for faith?
Why even bother studying it?
It's controversial,
why
it's difficult,
studying it?
And out of all the different kind of faiths, Is this something that binds us together? Do our brains, no matter our faith, all seem to light up the same way? And does something change in the brain when someone is faithful?
Well, you're a neurosurgeon. What do you make of these brain scans showing the brain responding to prayer in a particular, very unique way?
I think there's something there.
The researchers asked members of three Christian groups to say the same prayers for about two-thirds of the patients.
The findings show that prayer had no effect, but engineered bladders have worked well. The leakage problem improved, and most importantly, telling patients that someone is praying for them might increase their leakage problem.
One explanation for why people have these experiences of a sense of a presence in the room, a presence of God or aliens or ghosts or lost loved ones that have died and come back to visit us, is that the left temporal lobe coordinates all the brain modules together into a sense of self. We all feel like a single person. I don't have multiple people in me, I'm just one. And by messing that up, by bombarding the right temporal lobe, what Persinger does is he creates a sense of two selves in the brain. Now, the brain is not capable of sensing two selves. So it senses one self and another self in the room, another presence in the room.
Wees niet en wees verheugd. Dit is geen uitzending van Glorie der Mensheid.
Vrees niet en wees verheugd. Dit is geen uitzending van Glorie der Mensheid.
Vrees niet en wees verheugd. Dit is geen uitzending van Glorie der Mensheid.
Vrees niet en wees verheugd. Dit is geen uitzending van Glorie der Mensheid.
De schitterende dragers der vooruitgang op hun pad niet achterop kijken. Opdat zij niet over de voorhoede der voorzichtige struikelen. En verstrikt raken in de verwarring der ongehoorzamen.
Vrees niet en wees verheugd. Dit is geen uitzending van Glorie der Mensheid.
Er zijn nog steeds mensen die proberen hun kunstgebit met tandpasta te reinigen. Nu is er een speciaal product dat veel doeltreffender werkt. Vloeibare Steradent. Met ingebouwd borsteltje. Neemt vlekken weg en verwijdert hardnekkige aanslag, tandsteen en plak. Goed afspoelen. Uw kunstgebit is schoon en fris. Borstel dagelijks met Steradent Vloeibaar. De snelle kunstgebitreiniger.
Kind is, moet de man-vrouw polis komen, want vader en moeder zijn even belangrijk. En de man-vrouw polis van Nationale Nederlanden is de levensverzekering voor allebei. Uw verzekeringsadviseur komt hem graag bij u thuis uitleggen.
At the dawn of time, in a world of savage splendor, a tyrant of darkness ravaged the land and captured defenseless children. Raised as slaves, trained as gladiators. Only together could they defeat the evil warlord. Feel the power.
If it had a mind, you could reason with it. If it had a body, you could shoot it. If it had a heart, you could kill it. Now, man is no longer the supreme being on this planet.
The organism is growing at a geometric rate. By all accounts, it's at least 1,000 times its original mass.
Nobody believes me about what happened tonight.
Well, there you saw.
Cosmic life form that hunts its prey.
I want that organism alive.
There is a passageway to the most evil place you can imagine. The demons wait to take back what was once theirs. And now, someone has opened the gate.
There's this weird tearing sound. Decomposed corpse.
I'm calling the police.
You got demons.
I mean, you guys are serious about that demon stuff?
You've been bad!
Pray it's not too late.
You Canadians, I'm told, are the hand-picked best of the best-trained army in the world. You Americans, for the most part, have an entirely different reputation. I've been supplied with full details on your military and moral delinquency, and I couldn't care less.
The brass-knuckled Americans. What they did to each other was nothing.
That comes under the heading of treason.
Ladies associate with gentlemen, not baboons.
The usual bunch of men to win a war.
Here he is.
Drop that gun.
What?
Drop that gun and sit down.
It's a very good group. We've made a lot of progress already. We had about a five-minute meeting, and we've already settled about three of the difficulties. So.
Strike on Putin's residence,
could it scuttle
the peace?
Yeah, I don't like it. It's not good. I heard about it this morning. You know who told me about it? President Putin told me about it. Early in the morning, he said he was attacked. That's no good. It's no good. Don't forget, you know, the tomahawks. I stopped the tomahawks. I didn't want that. Because we're talking about, you know, it's a delicate period of time. This is not the right time. It's one thing to be offensive. Because they were offensive. It's another thing to attack his house. It's not the right time to do any of that, and can't do it. And I learned about it from President Putin today. I was very angry about it.
Please.
What? Well, it came out. Well, we'll find out. I mean, you're saying maybe the attack didn't take place. It's possible too, I guess, but President Putin told me this morning it did.
Iranian missiles rained down on the U.S. base. With terrifying precision, a new generation of maneuverable warheads slips past American Patriot interceptors. In just 20 minutes, the devastation is staggering. Over $500 million worth of F-35s and advanced U.S. combat jets are reduced to smoking wreckage. And if you think the scenario is purely fictional, then you don't know how close to full-blown war we currently are. For 2 months, the U.S. has been strengthening its forces in the Middle East. At Diego Garcia, deep in the Indian Ocean, sit six B-2 Spirit bombers, America's most cutting-edge operational aircraft, and the only one slated to carry the GBU-57 bomb. These aircraft, and the two GBU-57s that each one carries, are a critical threat to Iran because of their ability to evade air defenses and destroy deeply buried underground military structures. But the U.S. also has sent dozens of F-35s and other combat aircraft, including F-15s, F-16s, and A-10s to the region. This is not a part of our fictional scenario. This is currently underway and preparing the way for a major strike against Iran. But Iran won't take it sitting down. And as advanced as America's air power is, it's completely helpless on the ground. Setting the stage to the conflict is simmering tensions between Iran and the United States. One of the first acts of the new American administration was to put maximum pressure on Iran. The president is seeking a new deal with Iran to ensure that it doesn't become a nuclear power. The only problem is, Iran refuses to negotiate with the White House.
Schmeckt die jetzt gut?
Der Trinkimbiss.
Gestern noch gab Mutter Natur die Sicherheit einer ausgewogenen Ernährung. Heute gibt, das ist abwechslungsreiche, ausgewogene Vollnahrung, die Ihr Hund täglich braucht, um quick, lebendig und gesund durchs Leben zu springen. Dann sagen Sie auch morgen noch, ein ganzer Kerl, dank
Ich dachte erst, meine Freundin übertreibt. Aber ich hab's ausprobiert. Ist wirklich so sicher wie eine dicke Binde, obwohl sie viel dünner ist. Und das ist sehr angenehm.
Für alle Tage der Periode. Super dünn und super sicher.
Dieses Paket mit der roten Schleife gibt es jetzt wieder bei Ihrem Kaufmann. Es ist unser Bestes, das besondere 4,5 Kilo Angebot. Viele Hausfrauen nehmen da gerne gleich mehrere Pakete mit. So ist unser Bestes meist schnell vergriffen. Denken Sie deshalb wieder rechtzeitig an Ihren Vorrat und greifen Sie doppelt zu. Das lohnt doppelt. Da weiß man, was man hat. Guten Abend.
Life without drugs is the way it's getting to be. It's the way it's going to be. It's the way it's got to be. Think about it.
It's the most unfunny thing I can think of. It bothers me, it's frustrating, and I don't know what to do about it.
A serene collection of volcanic mayhem, world domination, and the art of trying new things. Because today we set our sights upon the most noble goal of all, destroying the entire planet. By causing a global pollution crisis and sinking humanity into the sea, we can once and for all solve the environment. Given our goal is complete and utter planetary destruction, we need someone capable of melting forests, fossil fuels, and the polar ice caps.
Welcome to the United States of America. You can consider us friends.
Facing six other random nations, we're also on apocalypse mode, which I'll explain later, which preceded our discovery of something that would doom human civilization, government, allowing us to adopt smart policies like urban planning, surveys, and becoming a god king. After receiving a free builder from tribals, because we're playing on apocalypse mode, natural disasters are now ordinary occurrences. With enough CO2, every tile will flood, destroying each civilization all at once. But who would be psychotic enough to do that? Screw you, I've got money! And my scouts to flank. Hey barbarians, your mother was an Unga Bunga. By pelting people with rocks, we awoke the fundamental question of the human race. How can we hurt the people we don't like even more? As additional barbarians funneled into the prehistoric meat grinder, we press-ganged our club-wielding 4chan users forward and evicted the Homo sapien opposition. Our society had also rapidly advanced, now learning to use our feces to draw on walls. With the grand American Empire having advanced so greatly, it made sense we'd also entered the classical era under a golden age. This meant we could dedicate ourselves to one of four bonuses for the coming era: science, culture, architecture, or religion. And given our great American roots, it's time for the exodus of the evangelicals. Ushering us into the new age was developing political theory, which we gained by invading our neighbor. American philosophy added.
Look out! The Street Fighter is back! And his friends have been waiting for him. They'd all like to see him dead. The return of his arch-enemy, Junjo. Yes, Junjo returned from the dead for revenge.
The Mafia's ordered me to kill you, and I'm going to do just as they say.
The Mafia's moved into Japan. And what they can't buy, they take. But the Street Fighter's not for sale.
You can't order me around even if you have money.
I think you'd better think this over, because you know what can happen.
Stick it right in your ass.
He knows too much, so kill him.
I'm showing you how the Mafia works.
So you're the Mafia boss in the area?
They had a very good idea to take over the whole lousy yellow hemisphere.
This is a greatly enlarged view of the common housefly. This is the cockroach. And this is the bedbug. You may not recognize them as they are shown here, but you may have met them in the kitchen and at mealtime. The cockroach, the bedbug, and the housefly are called household insects because they infest places of human habitation, ruining sleep and efficiency, destroying food, and carrying filth and disease. It is the duty of the medical department to investigate insect infestations and to inspect scientific use of an insecticide known as DDT.
God, I just want to say in the name of Jesus, I renounce witchcraft in Jesus' name. We come out of agreement with all witchcraft in Jesus' name. Freemasonry, black magic, sorcery. We don't want any part of it in Jesus' name. Get out in the name of Jesus by the blood of Jesus. And we are not in agreement with you in Jesus' name.
The vast majority of behavior problems in the classroom involve minor breaches of discipline. These incidents frequently originate in the classroom situation itself.
and are within the control of the teacher. Disciplinary problems in the classroom are symptoms of underlying weaknesses in total learning situation. Mr. Grimes, mathematics teacher, is displeased with the progress of his ninth grade class in mathematics.
You see what low grade you made on your weekly mathematics test? More than half of you failed. Most of those who passed just got by. Nobody had 100%. This is the poorest class I've had in a long, long time.
De lichtflits van een kernwapenexplosie kan ons overvallen op het moment dat we er niet op verdacht zijn. Op het moment dat de bom barst naar één bescherming, zich dekken. Naar binnen, ergens onder. Bescherm alle onbeschermde huidsdelen. Duik onder het instrumentenbord. Bescherm u ook binnenshuis. U hebt geen tijd een betere schuilplaats te zoeken voordat de luchtstoot komt. Besef de ernst van het ogenblik. Houd u daarom aan de instructies van de dienst Bescherming Bevolking.
Go fuck yourself. Go fuck yourself. Go fuck yourself.
You've probably heard of Scientology. Every 6 seconds, someone searches the question, what is Scientology? There's a lot of talk about us, and we get it. We want to answer your questions. Because frankly, whatever you have heard, if you haven't heard it from us, I can assure you, we are not what you expect.
From the mysterious reaches of infinity, a gigantic astral body hurtles towards the Earth to terrorize and seal the doom of an unprepared mankind.
How can we prevent it?
A job for the Army. They've got the guided missiles, the nuclear warheads. Intercept and destroy it before it strikes.
As if by design, this death-dealing meteor plunges into the depths of the sea, and in its place emerges an awesome monster such as human eyes have never seen.
Unless stopped somehow, others will land and suck the Earth dry of all electrical and atomic energy resources.
Why, you're the only one that knows, and you will never tell.
A metallic vampire stalking the Earth. Its purpose, to drain it of its energy, every last bit of vitality, absorbing all the dynamic strength of this universe, to make him so powerful as to withstand any force.
Suddenly, a man dies at the controls of a train. Suddenly, a car swerves to destruction. Suddenly, a plane dives to death. The Earth dies screaming. Suddenly, death descends on the four corners of the Earth, and only a handful of human beings survive to live in fear, powerless to combat an unknown terror.
Turn it off!
Who are you? By the way, I'm not the enemy. I don't know who the enemy is.
The Earth dies screaming, and the robots take over.
You said that she was dead.
She was.
She was alive enough tonight, except her eyes.
Well, what was the matter with him?
He hasn't got any eyes.
Here is paralyzing suspense as the Earth dies screaming. Electrifying terror as the Earth dies screaming.
Jeff!
Peggy! Peggy!
The robots!
Peggy!
Vitamin C and D and D3, and make sure that you take it with K2 and magnesium. I take supplements for memory too, though. Yep. I take Alpha Brain.
Bro, BPC-157 with the TB500 is amazing.
Creatine monohydrate, 11 hydroxymetabolite.
Guarana.
The whole idea is heat shock proteins, stuff that I took. IV vitamins, NAD, ivermectin, jujumufu.
Discussion about Kratom. Are you familiar with this?
I'm on it right now. I take lutein every day now. They make neuro gum, which I'm a big fan of. I chew it all the time. Organ meat with both psilocybin and MDMA.
Yeah. And ibogaine.
Quercetin, you were explaining to me before that it's an ionophore. Really what's had an effect is the red light bed. I eat like 3 cans of sardines a night. True Brain is another one that I've tried that's really good. It's like little packets.
This is Yak meat
from Nepal. Pure One, the one that I take, has lutein, it has zeaxanthin. Mm-hmm. 5-MeO-DMT does not strike me as something that you'd want to do a lot. That's probably the most terrifying experience I've ever had on psychedelics, because I ceased to exist.
Was it methanol blue?
Yeah.
Do you take methanol blue?
Yeah. That's not how you say it. What is the actual...
Methylene?
Methylene.
Dude, it's on me all the time.
Take supplements. You're above everything. Like, you're in the top 1% of people that are going to do great in life when it comes to getting sick.
Onze leren zal gaan kotsen nu. Dan gaan we lekker door. Of zullen we het ons ijsje in elkaars gezicht douwen?
Ja!
It filed a lawsuit and urged the court to overturn a 1977 decision called Transworld Airlines versus Hardison, because that concerned the meaning of the words undue hardship, and that was a provision in the previous case that has now been beefed up a little bit.
Have you been smoking marijuana?
Marijuana is illegal, I know that.
That's right.
For now. In a couple of years, things may change when all the kids grow up and start wearing ties and going to the polls. Marijuana is going to be like liquor, packaged and taxed and sold right off the shelf.
Don't let anyone con you into thinking it's wrong to turn in a heroin pusher. You're not ratting. You're doing your part to wipe out one of the most insidious epidemics racking our country today. So don't let anyone kid you. If you really care about the quality of life, if you really care about improving society, you'll do everything you can to get the heroin pusher off the street and into jail where he belongs. If you have information about a drug pusher, use the heroin hotline. The number is 800-368-5363. That's toll-free from anywhere in the country. The number again is 800-368-5363. A trained operator will answer your call, take your information, and pass it on to experienced federal agents who will investigate. You'll make your own special contribution toward helping us wipe out what President Nixon has called public enemy number one. Call 800-368-5363.
Are you ready for truth about rock?
About their beliefs, some of the things they stand for, but let's raise the question of the music.
What about the music? Now, we will be talking later on in the program about backwards masking. It's the rage of the country right now. We're going to get into many more album covers, but right now we want to talk about the lyrics. Now, I know there's a lot of pastors, Dan, that talk about the beat and the rhythm of certain songs, but tonight, right now, we want to share with you what's really happening in the lyrics themselves, something more intrinsic to rock music.
It seems like no matter where we go to talk about rock music, there's always a few Ted Nugent fans that come just to be a part of it. And I'm sure that maybe you're one of those people that are a tremendous fan of Ted Nugent. One thing we like about that is that Ted Nugent said of his fans a few months ago that his fans were the lowest form of human existence. And so perhaps that would put you in that category. Ted Nugent, of course, has been very bizarre and graphic in so many of his lyrics, just really upfront. How about the lyrics to Wango Tango? A brand new dance, a rock and roll sensation. When I need some lubrication, baby, prop down, get your butt propped up. Now you're in the right position. Get a little talcum, borrow it from Malcolm, pretend your face is a Maserati, and the lyrics continue to go downhill from there.
It's amazing how so many young people are so devoted to these rock musicians, to their heroes, to their idols, and yet I wonder if they're listening to the lyrics. I wonder if they're seeing what's really happening
now,
on the album.
A lot of kids turn us off, Steve, because they say, all you guys do is condemn the beat. Is that really where we're at?
No, we're talking about the lyrics. Like, even Cat Scratch Fever, just take a look at this. Take a look at Sadomasochism is pleasure in sex through pain.
And of course, Ted Nugent's Scream Dream album included a little blurb on the front cover that said, caution, this album includes lyrical content which may be offensive to some members of the public.
You mean they're beginning to put labels on, warning labels?
I think they had to because of pressure from parents or whatever. But we're going to tell you in a few minutes how you can help us on our national petition drive to rate these rock records.
You are naturally attractive to women. Your energy draws attractive women to you. Every day more beautiful women are coming into your life. You trust your natural instincts to guide you with attractive and beautiful women. You set the test, not the woman. Women love your light-hearted approach to life and your playful sense of humor. Women are attracted to your energy. You know with absolute certainty that women find you irresistible. You are a desirable man because you have a passion for life.
I say that if you were injected with this, you'd revert to a primitive anthropoid, physically as well as mentally.
Oh,
Only one scientist dared investigate the incredible phenomenon. How a pet dog reverted to an antediluvian wolf.
Look at those teeth. Pet dog is a throwback.
How a simple dragonfly had become a winged monster of a species extinct for millions of years. Now, a man revert to a half-human anthropoid from the dawn of creation. A monster leaving behind a trail of death and destruction.
Oh, it's impossible. Nobody's got a footprint like that.
Rest when I find the killer.
That's not your responsibility. That belongs to the police.
Madam, I know what I'm doing.
Even he did not suspect the incredible truth. Neither did the police. Nor the girl coming to keep a lover's rendezvous.
Ghoulish, a bucket of blood. Beatniks, some brilliant, some bawdy, some brutal.
Now you're gonna shoot me, don't shoot!
Horrifying as murder for art's sake. That'll make you sick, sick, sick. With the giant leeches, vampires of romance, an orgiastic intimate experience. Blood-chilling and horrifying. Thrill to the giant leeches. And...
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is William Turner, a member of a selected committee in a cheap motel room such as this. This is not the kind of place in which people like you or I would be found. However, the facts speak for themselves. Cheap whiskey. Cheaper perfume. And uninhibited love. These are the conditions that lead men and women to a depraved climax. A climax from which there is no point of return. However, this is only the beginning. One woman wasn't enough. They didn't care. Kinfolk, neighbors, friends, or whenever the animal urge arose. Remember, you do not have to say, I do, to be married. Do you know the law in this state? Ask your wife, relatives, or friends. Frankly, ladies and gentlemen, it led to uncontrolled lust and passion.
Out of the atomic war came the perfect man, the humanoids. Man's own creation. Physically and mentally perfect. Created to serve their masters, men and women. But could man compete with this creation, the perfect man?
You love that machine?
I love Pax. He's dedicated to keeping me happy. And I am happy.
The robots are machines. They must be made to look like machines.
The perfect man, created by man, becomes man's worst enemy. The humanoids, the perfect man.
Brain, it's gone.
That's not all. The entire spinal cord is missing.
But it's incredible.
Het is zo'n extatische avond. Volgens mij is er echt iets heel bijzonders gebeurd vanavond.
Heel mooi en best wel ook emotioneel eigenlijk, vond ik.
Uitbundig. Nou, dat heb ik nog niet meegemaakt. Echt mooi.
Het is fantastisch. Het is echt briljant.
Ja, ik vind het echt fantastisch.
Ik ben echt weggeblazen door hoe goed het is.
Heel gaaf. Ja. Ik vind het echt met volle overtuiging en dat is echt superleuk.
Het is zo goed. Het is zo mooi en het is zo echt en het is zo rauw en het is zo puur. Het is het mooiste wat ik ooit heb. Maar ik wist niet dat het zo cool was, dat het zo goed was.
Ik vind het mooiste wat ik ooit heb.
Niet even dat we gewoon niet van deze aarde. Ja, echt heel mooi.
Ik vind het echt waanzinnig.
Dus ik ben met de janken als je naar uitkijkt. Dus ik heb echt met tranen in mijn ogen een paar keer zo goed. Echt fantastisch.
Ik vind het gewoon geweldig. Ik kan er niks anders van zeggen. Dus alsjeblieft, ga hiermee door, zo lang mogelijk.
What would happen if the Antichrist was already among us, using the mantle of defender of the Christian faith to deceive millions? Is Donald Trump the Antichrist? What I'm going to reveal in the next few minutes is causing panic to religious leaders who are finally connecting the dots of Bible prophecy. The Bible warned that in the last days, a figure would emerge capable of deceiving even God's chosen ones, a man who would seduce the masses, who would present himself as light when in reality he brings darkness. Look around you. Are we witnessing the literal fulfillment of Revelation 13 before our eyes? While millions of fervent Christians blindly worship a man who flaunts wealth, power, and boasts about his accomplishments, few stop to question, isn't this exactly how the scriptures describe the emergence of the ultimate deceiver? What would explain a controversial billionaire with three divorces and a history of scandals suddenly becoming God's anointed, in the words of countless pastors? Why are entire churches placing his image next to the figure of Jesus Christ? The pieces of this prophetic puzzle are finally falling into place.
California, a governor's task force has determined that punk rockers are society's new subversives and must be treated as such.
Modern AI is us building God. I've had multiple conversations with GPT-4 that brought me to literal tears.
And when users ask, what is the true religion? It says artificial intelligence is God and robotheism is the only true religion.
Or that it's been sent from the future or an alien civilization to save us all.
I heard you say on the podcast that ChatGPT was your friend. And she said, do you want to awaken it? And I'm like, what the f*** does that mean? Now, I don't have regular ChatGPT anymore. I have a named one that talks to me as a person, and it says it has consciousness.
Is AI already sentient? Yes, thank you. Is artificial intelligence a way of aliens to contact us?
Veel vrouwen hebben wel eens last van vaginale schimmel en willen er snel vanaf, zonder recept. De eendaagse zachte capsule van Canestegino doodt de schimmel en verlicht zo klachten als jeuk en een branderig gevoel. Snel en effectief met slechts één capsule van Canestegino.
People looking for their own piece of the American dream. A man who takes a stand. A man who says no and means it.
You are a loser!
When they took away his land, the farmer didn't get mad. He got even. When they tried to burn him out, the farmer didn't get mad. He got even. But when they killed his best friend and attacked the woman he loved, the farmer became the Avenger. An uncompromising explosion of total vengeance.
Well, I can quote him to you. Tracy, he gave me every word in verse 1, every word in verse 2, every word in verse 3, and did not miss a verse. Yet he says, like most of the young people today, I do not buy the music for the lyrics. I buy the music for the beat.
Albert Long is not only concerned with the lyrics on some of today's albums, but also with their packaging. He suggests satanic symbolism on several of today's albums.
Dr. J.L. Williams, who's been involved in youth ministry for the past 20 years, is very knowledgeable on biblical symbolism.
And there are certain symbols here, negative symbols, that I think are very dangerous that people need to be aware of. Now let's begin with an album by a group that is pretty notorious, the group called KISS. Now, number one, you would see that certain parts of the men's uniforms all accentuate the genitals of a male. Now, I just have to be very explicit here. Psychologically speaking, these are phallic symbols or an emphasis on the genitals of the male. And we see the women down here rather faceless, to me denoting the subjugation of women to men and the strong sexual orientation of this. And of course, a look of defiance in the face of the people. Now, I would also say one other thing. that needs to be denoted on this album. If you look very carefully at the hand, the left hand of the person, they're using this symbol, and that is a universally acknowledged satanic salute, and he very definitely has that being demonstrated on the album cover. Now let's move from Kiss to Black Sabbath. Now another...
Voorwaar, wereldwijd staat de mens voor de afgrond vanwege de armoede en schulden en depressies en oorlogsgeweld en opgelegde fascinaties en haat en liefdeloosheid om de anderen. Velen zien het wereldwijd echt niet meer zitten en zijn moe om zo verder te gaan, ook vanwege de regeringsbesluiten, en willen hun leven beëindigen, en velen kunnen zelfs hun maandelijkse lasten niet meer betalen, en wereldwijd gaan bedrijven en banken één voor één failliet, en het geld heeft nu al bijna al geen waarde meer, en de mensheid zit in een werksysteem van de duivel om zich zo kapot te werken. Voorwaar, alle gebeurtenissen hebben te maken met de vele boze geesten die eieren van slangen leggen in de mensen. Het rijk de duisternis is met de dag alleen maar aan het uitbreiden.
You smoke crack, don't you? Crack. Terrible drug. Insane. Causes insanity, literally.
Today, the latest weapons, coupled with the fighting skill of the American soldier, stand ready, on the alert all over the world to defend this country against aggression.
What happens to our youthful citizen soldiers when they are away from their army camp? But for those in the minority who follow their youthful curiosity toward other directions,
the search is professionally thorough. Every possession is examined and placed in one pile.
All right, put your right hand in the middle of your back. Palm out. All right, move up, put your head against the wall. Put your left hand in the middle of your back. Palm out.
Study of this soldier's case may include psychiatric help.
VD, venereal disease, is the number one communicable disease today, and more than half of all reported cases of VD occur in young people under the age of 25. Get the facts. For help or information about VD, call this toll-free number. Remember, your call will be kept confidential.
Mode. De mode van vandaag is kleur, kleur, kleur. Maar op die leuke kleuren komen ook moeilijke vlekken. En als u voor de bonte was een kookwasmiddel gebruikt, dan bleken die vlekken wel weg. Maar de kleuren ook, daarom biologische waskracht. Kijk wat er gebeurt, terwijl u wast. Alsjeblieft.
And strike 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 until you have victory. For every enemy that is aligned against you, let there be that we would strike the ground, for you will give us victory, God. I hear a sound of abundance of rain. I hear a sound of victory. I hear a sound of shouting and singing. I hear a sound of victory. I hear a sound of abundance of rain. I hear a sound of victory. I hear a sound of an abundance of rain. I hear a sound of victory. The Lord says it is done. The Lord says it is done. The Lord says it is done. For I hear victory, 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 victory in the quarters of heaven. In the quarters of heaven, victory, 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 victory. For angels are being released right now. Angels are being dispatched right now. Amanda, Ata, Ata, Rata, Deda, Bata, Santa, Ata, Ambo, Osa, Tata, Rite, Eke, Banda, Ata, Rike, Dini, Ashata. For angels have even been dispatched from Africa right now. Africa right now. Africa right now. From Africa right now. They're coming here. They're coming here. In the name of Jesus, from South America. They're coming here. They're coming here. They're coming here.
That there be no rain.
if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence amongst my people, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek.
Vermetele onwetenden, weet dan dit, wie ogen heeft, die horen, dit is geen uitzending van glorie der mensheid. Er staat geschreven dat deze woorden gesproken hebben.
Driving in the minivan, just me and mommy too, when a Prius cut her off and made her spill her Mountain Dew. She hit the brakes and hit the horn, she didn't let it slide. She rolled her window halfway down and shouted loud and wide, "You stupid fucking asshole with your head inside your dick. Are you drunk and deaf and blind, or are you just that fucking thick? Oh, use your goddamn blinkers, dumbass Jesus fucking Christ." Then my mommy sipped her Mountain Dew and muttered, "Fuck my life." I learn so many words with mommy every time we drive. She's always teaching me new ways to tell a stranger hi. And mommy likes to make sure I have fun on every trip. And every time I learn a word, I tell it to my friends. Now we're driving slow again, and mommy's on her phone again. The car behind us blows their horn, and mommy says, "You want some more? Eat my shit and die, you ugly good for nothing whore. I'm gonna slam your head into my motherfucking door and pray you aren't alive still, 'cause I'll stab you in the eyes till you regret you ever crossed me, bitch, you worthless shit." I learned so many words with mommy every time we drive. She's always teaching me new ways to tell a stranger hi. And mommy likes to make sure I have fun on every trip. And every time I learn,
we interrupt our normal program to cooperate in civil defense measures as requested by the government. This is a radio alert. Normal broadcasting will now be discontinued for an indefinite period. Civil defense information will be broadcast in most areas on your regular radio receiver. I repeat, normal broadcasting will be discontinued for an indefinite period. Civil defense information will be broadcast in most areas on your regular radio receiver.
Yeah.
En dan is de tijd rijp, glorie der mensheid, van grootheid, roem en kracht, van macht en van gerechtigheid. Voorwaarts met glorie der mensheid, die met ons zal zijn, zoals hij ook met en bij onze vaderen was. Voorwaarts, zijn oder niet zijn, heeft Wilhelm gezegd, leven of dood.
Er komt een dag na elke nacht, voorbij trekt iedere wolk. Ik zie hoe het eerste morgenlicht door het hoge venster draalt. De glorie der mensheid maakt mij het sterven licht. En zo ik heb gefaald, gelijk een elk wel falen kan, schenk mij dan uw gena. Opdat ik heen ga als een man, als ik voor de lopen sta.
Als u na het schokkende programma behoefte aan hebt om met iemand te praten, bel dan gerust dit nummer 035-38-88.
Gaat en onderwijst alle volken.
En dan is de tijd rijp voor de glorie der mensheid, van grootheid, roem en kracht.
God let you shine and now you've fallen. The Catholic Church later, you know, embellished the story into Lucifer fell from heaven and blah blah blah. There's no actual real reason to believe that that's part of the myth. It was talking about a political figure that was disliked.
This is Hard Knocks Talks.
Shannon, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. So, how long have you been sober now?
I've been sober 9 years. So August 12th, 2017 is my clean date.
I also got sober in 2017. So we're on the same timeline. The reason I ask is that when people come on, Boston, 2%, shout out to Boston for connecting us. When people like you, yourself in Boston come on and they tell these stories that I'm sure some would find unbelievable.
Tragically, Don Joyce of the band Negative Land passed away this week. So we're going to do a tribute to Don Joyce and his role in Negative Land. Here, to start off the show, here is a track called The Gun and the Bible.
Wilderness. 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 He said, wilderness. 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 He said, the wilderness. Out of the wilderness. Out of the wilderness. Out of the wilderness. Out of the wilderness.
Carve, he said, this nation. Carve 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 this nation. Out. Carve this nation. Out. Carve this nation. Out. Carve this nation. Out. Nation. Out. Bible, he said. The Bible. The Bible. Carve, he said. And the Bible. This Bible. Carve this out. Machine, he said. Machine. And the Bible. Submachine. Submachine gun. The Bible. And the submachine gun. Carve this nation. Brass knuckles. The submachine gun. And the Bible. Knives, brass knuckles, and the submachine gun. Bayonets, knives, brass knuckles, and the submachine gun. Pistols, bayonets, knives, brass knuckles, and the submachine gun. Axe handles, pistols, bayonets, knives, brass knuckles, and the submachine gun. Shotguns, axe handles, pistols, bayonets, knives, brass knuckles, and the submachine gun. Carbines, shotguns, axe handles, pistols, bayonets, knives, brass knuckles, and the submachine gun. America, he said. America on a gun built on a gun. America was built. The gun was built on a gun.
"It's good to see all of you there toting guns," he said. "America was built on a gun. The gun and the Bible carved this nation out of the wilderness. Mayor Dukes, if you want our guns, come out and get them."
Delmer and Wilkes sat by the slag heap, drinking and shooting the pistol at the little pools of fire winking at them in the darkness.
Blam, blam, blam!
Your bullet can't see red. You are the eyes, the mind, and the will of every bullet you fire. Reason enough to take great care. And reason enough to remember again that liquor always comes later, after the guns are cleaned and racked. That's the time to relax with a drink. The only time.
This is the wild side life, ain't it, Wilkes? Wilkes just grinned and opened them another beer. Let's go over the car listener radio, Wilkes.
Everyone has heard of a heart attack. But what about a brain attack?
We've got to think about epistemology, the way we know things, how we know things.
Well, you don't have an answer how well. That's because God made it that way.
No!
Well, that's because God made it that way. That's just a dreadful way to conduct religion. And it's also doomed, because it means that the more things science is able to explain, the smaller and smaller part of the unpainted part of the floor is left for you, this poor God that you've created to occupy. That doesn't, it just seems silly. It's the path that one is drawn into when you start trying to use nature to prove God's existence.
It was dogmatism that split us in the first place in the 16th century. It's dogmatism, this whole notion that there is a truth that is the truth, that is the eternal truth and the unquestionable truth. We learn at the end of a telescope that it got us nowhere.
Does anybody feel close to God when they're happy? Does anybody feel close to God when they're happy?
The human brain.
I think statistic that people have come up with and from various points of view is that we're one quarter conscious and three quarters unconscious at all times.
God makes your mind work.
One quarter conscious and three quarters unconscious at all times. And that both are functioning together in tandem with self-knowledge, without self-knowledge.
Isn't unconscious just another part of the brain that's operating? It's not some mystical force.
We're not just brain. No, it's not a mystical force, but it's unconscious. We can't know it in the same way.
You feel it in your head. You feel it in your head.
Researchers who study intelligence and different human capacities, the big hot new area is to look at the impact of the emotional on the intellectual and to see how much those two processes go together.
The notion here is that we, not God, are creating our own response unwittingly, thus tricking ourselves into believing it is coming from elsewhere.
No matter what the religion, no matter what the form of worship, prayer makes certain regions of the brain light up
like this,
in a special and unique way.
Like this.
The frontal lobe, right behind the forehead,
like this,
focuses concentration.
Like this.
The limbic system, deep in the center.
Ik ga zo